Nigeria Info 99.3. Welcome back to Daily Today from our sports studios where Ada Adeze Michael brought you some sports stories this morning on Sports Drive. Well, we are back now to bring you the concluding part of Daily Today that we started at 6:16 this morning. I'm Sharif Quadri. You are?
I lost my
name. Say your name now.
good morning, everybody. You know, it's thank God it's Friday, in all honesty. I can't wait for this week to end. Good morning, everybody. It's a bright day. Sprinkles of showers of blessings and rains. Let's look at the brighter side of life.
Yeah.
Life continues. Man not die, man not rotten.
Yeah.
I'm sure you wonder where
man go survive.
I'm sure you wonder where I get all this. I told you, Sharif, I'm a street boy.
Yeah.
Forget all this at the water look. I'm a street boy.
Oh, so you...
We know what a guan. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, what's going on now?
What are
Guam is going.
I'm sure you put a message through to Ratatouille.
Well, you're excited to
this is my last day at
home. Taking a rest.
I'm taking a rest about 2 weeks to just take a rest. No phones, nothing. No, I'm off social media in a way now. Already. Anyway.
Same here, actually.
Oh, same here.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
Yes, I'm off all the Twitter and all these things. You have to take these things in mild doses because some of the things that you see, like the one we discussed just before you came on air, it disturbs you. One, is it true? Can it be true? Is it true? But when I looked at it deeply. They don't need to have physical contact.
No, they don't. They don't need to.
So the man was in a wheelchair and went to. I don't believe that. There are enough people in between them to sort that out.
Yeah.
Look, let's go.
Let's go. Lagos. Let's start with the story here in the New Telegraph, page 2 story here that says organ trafficking. UK courts finds a Korean model wife guilty. Face life imprisonment.
That is a sad one. You know, it's a sad one. Though he would appeal, he's most likely going to appeal, but I don't know how much he'll get from appeal because there's a mindset, and because he was, when I say it was a setup, I don't mean that. What I mean is that from ab initio, from the moment he took the very first step, he was watched all the way. His speech was recorded and so on and so forth. And I think one of the other factors was that he didn't even know the guy. He didn't even meet him. And so, I mean, the judges and lawyers will be saying that if somebody was going to donate for
if you call someone a relative.
Call a relative and it's not commercial, you didn't even meet him. You know? My take is this. The facts of the case are here. My take is this. I think the whole thing in itself was untidy. So his daughter has this kidney problem. He needs to get somebody to donate the kidney. One, I don't think that young man was fully briefed about the complete implication of donating his kidneys. Indeed, even though he's an adult, I think that maybe... In reality, if it had been somebody much older, in his 40s, 50s, who would know fully the implications. I've done a surgery before in the UK.
Yeah.
And there's a manual that was read to me. That manual, I almost got up and said, I'm not doing it again. You know, okay, so I wanted to... Are we on YouTube?
No, we're not.
Oh, unfortunately. I wanted to remove a lump. There was a lump on my throat here. And... You know, through the manual, I was told we are going to cut it this way. We are going to cut it like that. When we finish cutting it later, we are going to sew it back, remove the lump, take it for biopsy. And up to the point that they told me you won't be able to put on a tie. It was a Chinese guy. He was speaking halted English and he went like this. You won't be able to turn your neck. You know, so I suspect that. Back to this guy, I suspect that there were a lot of things that he was not told. A lot of things. I think he just looked, probably just looked at the attraction of going abroad and the attraction. It was a bit untidy. The unfortunate thing is that it is him, his wife. What I read yesterday was that his daughter was also charged because she's a beneficiary and she's an adult. Despite, I think her circumstances will come into play during sentencing. But she was first of all found guilty. And of course, the doctor Obinna better to look at what he said here. The court heard Ekweremadu's then transferred their interest to Turkey and so on and so forth. An investigation was launched after the young man ran away from London and slept rough for days before walking into a police station in Staines in Surrey. Okay. The doctor, replaying his fears, he told the police, this is what he told the police. The doctor said, I was too young. You see, I was right. I didn't even read this. But the man said, if you do not do it here, he would carry me back to Nigeria and do it there. Okay. Jurors said that Sonia, that the girl was studying her master's and so on and so forth. The victim who knew the man who had donated his kidney to Dr. Beta was recruited from a Lagos street market where he made a few pounds a day selling phone accessories from a wheelbarrow. So that also now came into play that, you know, his economic situation, a poor man from a poor background was just brought to the UK to be butchered and taking his kidney out and so on and so forth. The prosecutor, Joan J. Jackimek, described the conspiracy as a horrific plot. He says that the convicted defendants, that's the three of them, showed utter disregard for the victims' welfare, health, and well-being, and used their considerable influence to a high degree of control throughout, with the victim having limited understanding of what was really going on here. Now, you would, of course, have sympathy of Ekweremadu and talk about his daughter. But there's a flip side to it. I sympathize with him on that from the bottom of my heart. But to also sympathize with what would have happened to the guy.
Yeah.
He would have had to go through life. I doubt if he would even have the means to survive it. Because I would have thought that that kind of agreement would have included, I think, a very concrete undertaking to take care of his health till he dies. Should complications show up? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes,
I like to look at it from...
Yes.
I feel sorry because it's... But this guy, too, a life is a life.
That's right.
And like they said here, he was too young to understand what it all was. Only God knows the complications that would have come and this young man would have had to face for the rest of his life. Anyway, so he's been charged, he's been found guilty and will be sentenced at a further date. I suspect that the daughter would most likely get a lighter sentence given her her condition. But for the man himself, I don't know. Let's see what the appeal. I'm sure he will appeal.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Most likely would appeal. So incidentally, when at the outset of this issue, someone called, I think it was second day that this happened. Someone called on the show and the person actually knew the boy.
Oh, really?
Yes. The person knew the boy very well. The person, you know, shared details of the boy. He says something like the boy was managing with his brother that he sells this, you know.
Phone accessories.
Yeah. You know, that all of a sudden they didn't just see the boy again in the market. You know, and they were asking his brother, and I can't remember what he said the brother, you know, told all of them or something like that.
Well, it's a sad situation when you look at, may we not be tested, like Fashola would always say. It's difficult to say that this is what you would have done if you would have been in Ekweremadu's, but it's always good to stop and think properly.
Yeah,
and it's always good to ask appropriate questions thoroughly before you know. I think the lesson for us all is, no matter how bad it appears, make sure that you're on the right side of the law. Is very, very crucial. Could he have done it here? Yes, they do it in some hospitals here under the same strenuous circumstances. But you know what Nigeria is like. Sometimes maybe, maybe not. The person I would have asked, unfortunately now is gone. Happy New Year, my good. We call him Happy New Year. Papa Omololu is gone because he was a trustee, I think, for St. Nicholas or so. Was part of the. They have a board here that examines the case. And what he told me, you know, he told me that what they actually do is to make sure that it is a donation. The world kicks against organ, whatever. And I also think, even if it's time to bring back a doctor again, I'll go back and bring... You remember I had a doctor here from St. Nicholas. It looks as if the kidney is a more complicated part of the body to transplant, you know, to transmit.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that if you took...
No guarantee. Even if it starts walking safe, there is every chance that, you know, there may be, what do you call it, relapse?
Relapse is even okay, but it could trigger off some other things.
Some other issues.
Yes. It could trigger off some other issues. I don't think they found a substitute, like, because in some body parts now you can use animal parts. I think you can use some parts of a pig or something. I don't know. Frighten me this morning.
Let's move away from Daily New Telegraph. Let's go to Daily Trust. EFCC to go after corrupt governors. Others after May 29.
Shakara Oloji. The EFCC that told us that they were going to monitor the elections and monitor the primaries and so on and so forth for money to make sure that money was not used as influence and so on and so forth. I'd like to see their report.
Okay.
I'd like to see the report that the EFCC has compiled and those they're ready to make example of. So it's the same huffing and puffing and no house is being blown down. But the EFCC man was speaking yesterday at the headquarters of the commission during an exclusive interview with the Daily Trust. That's not to say he hasn't... this is not to bring the young man down. He's tried within his limits. But Nigeria is a very complex country. That's where I'm going. You might have all the determination in the world, but there is always something stacked up against you. I have come to that realization now that there is always, no matter how hard you try, especially in the area of corruption, it's too deep-seated. Where do you go to? You go to is it judiciary? Is it the men you put on the field? People, I think we were talking about sabotage just now. People are just ready to sabotage you at every level. I feel so sorry for people who take up government appointments in this area of corruption and so on and so forth, that, okay, I'm going to fight this and fight that. You will run into a brick wall. So he says that there are some corrupt governors after May 29. The immunity that they have is for prosecution. It doesn't mean you can't call them out. If I had been there, I would have said, okay, can we have the list of the governors that you intend, you know, to haul in by May 29? Can we have their names? You can call them out, you can give details, you can do all kinds of things. The only thing you can't do is to prosecute them. You can query them publicly. But we don't do that. Because by May 29 now, like my late mom would say, the whole story will get comma. Look at what he says here. He says, besides targeting those to be picked at the end of this, why should you wait till the end of the administration? Bawa disclosed that at least two ministries are currently under the radar of the Commission for Fraudulent Activities. Two ministries out of all the ministries. It should be every...
They are trying.
ask those who have business in Abuja.
Yeah.
It should be all the ministries. But he says that in one of the ministries, the double payments cumulatively were about 20 contracts of 4 billion. Give us the details. Have they been arrested? Have they been picked up? They moved the documents from the file, forged them, and then, of course, in conspiracy of some civil servants, raised vouchers and paid. How can that happen if we have digitalized procurement processes? And he says that he will not be intimidated. I like that. It's good to talk tough. But I like results. I like results. What I expect of EFCC is to be ready to confront people head on. Whether they have immunity or not, let the court settle that. But you do your part of the job. And we must be, you see, because to fight corruption, the major aim, I believe, would be to make people, you know, accountable to serve as a deterrent to others. But everybody now feels that, don't worry, whatever happens, just make sure that there's enough money to go around. That's what you have. Anyway, so he also now talked about how the federal government is spending recovered loot and says that some of the proceeds of crime recorded were being expended on critical infrastructure in the country as directed by President Muhammadu Buhari. I want to ask a question. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a man steals money from, say, the most common one. He steals money from the oil industry. You get the money back from him, then give it to the government for critical. Shouldn't it be going back to where it was supposed to have been gone?
I think so.
In the first instance, yes.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
I mean, is there something, am I thinking that?
Maybe they have their own internal mechanisms of, recovered
if you
funds.
Have recovered loot,
yeah,
it's supposed to go back to the original source.
I think so. But because that money was meant for something in the first place.
It was meant for something. If it was stolen from the hospital board, it's supposed to go back to the...
It was meant for something in the first place. So.
But the one I find most insulting and I find most embarrassing is when foreign countries... After they don't thief our money, carry and go there. You now come and tell us that no, we want to be sure where you got our money. After you have been a receiver of stolen goods, which is an offense in itself, you're aiding corruption by being a receiver of stolen goods. To return the money now, you now subject us to supervision. That is what our people, our leaders.
I mean,
where they have put us.
You're not tightening your own processes to discourage stolen goods.
Stolen goods, you welcome it to open arms. And usually, it will be after 15 years, they've tossed the money around, made very good use of it, and then you now say that okay, this money that we have recovered for you, we want to know how you want to spend it. But if you interact with government, or if you talk to people who interact with government people off record, you will be embarrassed to the roots. Let me give you an example. Your agency wants to make a donation to government sometimes. Government will be telling you, no, don't give us those equipment. Give us the cash to buy it. Mm. It's donation. Mm. There. Okay.
Let's take our next story, Lagos. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. This story says, reps to CBN direct commercial banks to overhaul e-platforms.
It's beyond direction. Mm-hmm. And I think that the CBN to drain in the bank MDs, find out what their problem is, especially on their e-platforms, in a situation now where cash is limited. Mm. You know, it's a state of emergency. You can't spend a whole day trying to transfer 2,000 naira to to somebody, and it takes, you have to wait till about 2 a.m. for the person to get an alert. Mm. There should be a state of emergency declared in that area. Keep going. Is it waiting? Keep going. He wants to know what we're talking about. You know, there must be it's worrying. Mm. It's worrying, and I can imagine, okay, for all small fries, maybe we'll get away around it. But for commerce, for big transactions, you can't continue like this. So we have a very serious problem. I hear that most of the guys have jackpot, and of course, with this new pressure of, not having enough cash.
Cash.
Yes. So so it's not a question of overhauling, really. It's to go immediately, intervene, and find out where the major problem is. I hope the CBN would do that, because it's not exclusive to any bank. Hmm. It's only the new banks that are slightly better, and of course, the reason should be well known to you. They have less people to contend
with. Exactly.
The congestion in the banks, we need to clear that. And by the way, I have one story here. I don't know. I better just say it here now. Mm-hmm. It appears as if there was a meeting yesterday. There was a meeting yesterday between the CBN and the bank MDs. Mm. And they are hoping that in the next 2 weeks, we should be over this crisis. But the labor leader, my good friend, Comrade Ajero, he says that there's no going back. And I agree with him. You need to keep putting on the pressure. Our people are suffering. Mm. Coming to work this morning at 5:50. Mm. Coming to work at 5. I got here at about 5:50. I drove through about, on Adjosa Adeogun, I drove through about 5 banks. Mm. They must have been queuing all night.
Oh my, no way.
No, okay, it's got, the reason why I said all night is people are not at work to load the ATMs. Mm-hmm. So for you to have had money in the ATMs, it means that they queued all night getting to 2,000 or something like that.
And they were getting money.
This was 5 in the morning.
That early in the morning.
This was 5 in the morning. The queues were as long as my arm.
Wow.
On all sides. All the banks. Zenith, GTB, left and right. Coming on at just a deal. It was not a pleasant thing to see, you know, at the dawn of day.
Mm-hmm.
Long queues. And I looked and I said to myself, you know, I shed a tear internally. The kind of suffering people, most of them, you can see 2-5,000 max. That's what they need, right. And it's so bad that they cannot even afford to go and buy the black. It's not black market really, but to go and buy the POS ones.
Yeah,
the charges being too high.
My own is the CBN should just, you know, come good with their promise, release the money back into circulation, and let people be able to
but
have
I thought,
access to
now, now I'm a bit confused.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, between the mainstream media and the social media, you don't even know who to believe. What I thought was, I thought I read somewhere where it was said that the old notes have been destroyed.
So what I think happened at that time was somebody coming through with some old videos or some sorts of some destroyed notes, you know. Periodically, this is what CBN does,
yes.
Naturally.
Yes.
So it's I'm not sure that those were the monies that were recovered. I'm not sure.
From the time
I'm
that,
not sure.
Okay, now, from the time that this new dispensation started, hasn't it been enough time to produce new notes? We will accept old notes,
yeah.
But we will give you new notes. That's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be done before December. I wonder why we are not doing that now.
Yeah, we'll wait for CBN to come through whether we've started doing that or not. I mean, print more new notes now, because CBN is yet to say anything concerning that. And your guess is as good as mine. Maybe Baba is just looking like, well, me, my time is almost up.
No, the what you said now in person.
Yeah.
What you said now in person, in reality, is a source of worry for so many people.
Hmm.
It looks as if our president just wants to go away. To confirm our learning.
He said it himself.
There are some.
He said he can't wait to
leave. Uh-uh. But even at that, he's a president should work to the last day. But we'll excuse him. Come on, he just wants to go. May 29 is how long from now? It's about 2 months.
Yeah, about.
Yeah,
about. Let's go take the Vanguard newspaper. Why bill to legalize cannabis cannot fly in Nigeria, reps?
This one, I beg, I saw it in the papers. Okay. So there's a bill. There's a bill. There's a bill seeking to amend the NDLEA 2004 and grant it more powers to revoke licenses for cultivation of cannabis for medicinal purposes failed to fly. The truth is, if you allow cannabis for medicinal purposes, it will be abused.
Mm.
Already, without even any bill, any law that allows it or not, you need to see the amount of cannabis that you have. And please don't ask me how I know. I know you. I know you. Next thing.
We see you. We see you sometimes.
You don't see me anytime. Jay, you're talking. You know, it's. I'm a prankster.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sitting next to fella, okay, and I'm smoking a cigarette. They take the photograph. I was at a function. I'm sitting right next to him. Just because I am sitting next to him, people say, he must be. And I'm waiting for more of you. When I have enough persons, I've told Libros.
I did not say.
I've told Libros and GC to be on standby. I will sue all of you. Anyway, there's a bill to legalize cannabis, and the reps have said that bill will not fly. And I think, really and truly, that's the least of our problems now, anyway. Ejeka Jeon, let's eat.
Indeed. We have to stop here. We've done enough for today. What's coming up at 9?
Oh, we're having the repeat of the lawyer.
Oh yes.
We can't. I feel like every day, because in the social media, in the little strips that I get sometimes, they just shock me out of my skin. that this thing just won't go away. But we'll keep fighting it. We'll keep fighting it. Please try and keep your mind clean and pure. Keep your mind clean and pure and be good to your neighbor. We're all human beings in the eyes of God. All these things are just earthly, whatever. Well, and every what you reap, you will sow.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody goes God-free.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, sir. Lagos has our show this morning. Let's take a break. When we return, we cross over to the Morning Crossfire. Stay here.